It's our first game of the season that's coming up. Middle grades basketball, middle school basketball. We're here at Robert A. Harris Gymnasium as we're getting ready to start this particular contest. And I was having some problems getting to my roster, so. Okay, thank you. We're just working out some kinks and stuff. Hope that you're having a great night. We've got Canning County and Cascade fixing to come up here. Momentarily. As we'll take a break, we'll get this game underway in about 2 minutes.
Want some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market and Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. In fact, lunchtime on high school football game day is Catfish Friday. Stop by and get you a plate. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402. Or stop by any time between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road, Parsley's Market in Delhi.
Did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be, from criminal cases to civil law. Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Do you need home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life, Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review at area code 615-867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official.
We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Cannon County Save Domestic Violence Agency's 5th annual Candlelight Vigil will be taking place October 14th at the Woodbury Community Center from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. There will be music, testimonials, domestic violence educational information, food, and an auction. All proceeds dedicated to help save continue the mission of stopping domestic violence in our community. Come and join and show your support for victims everywhere at the Cannon County Save Domestic Violence Agency's 5th annual Candlelight Vigil, Friday night, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Woodbury Community Center. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. Beans Diesel presents Blackout in the Country 2022. Gates will open at 8 a.m. located at 210 Roland Cole Lane in Woodbury. This is for Saturday, October 15th. There'll be a dyno competition, diesel sled pull, dirt drags, show and shine, and vendor alley. For more information, call Beans Diesel Performance at 563-7800 or log onto their website, beansdieselperformance.com. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. All right, back here at Robert A. Harris Gymnasium. As we get the starting lineups for both teams, first for Cascade. They will start point guard number 10 is Kyla Pulley. Shooting guard will be number 22, Lizzie Keel. At center, number 44, Kaylee Pittman. Number 20, Jocelyn Laughlin and Mackenzie Fisher are your starters at the forward positions. Starting for Cannon County, number 30, Ansley Hunter. Number 4, Bailey Sism. Number 12, Bella Mason. And I'm writing these down as we go along. Number 21, Naomi Muse. And number 14, Michaela Parker. We'll get them in the center circle and jump here momentarily. And this first historic game of Cannon County Middle School is about ready to get tipped up with Hunter and Pittman under center at the center circle, and it'll be won by Cascade. There's a shot up, an immediate foul, number 35, Fisher with the shot, and the foul going to go up against number 30, Ansley Hunter. Fisher's first free throw, no good. She'll get a second one. Second one is good. One of two for Fisher. Cannon County Middle will take control of the basketball. Here's a three from Bailey Sism. Won't go on the rebound. Pulled down by Pittman. Outlet to Pulley, comes across the half-court line. Pulley right side, hits number 22, Keel. Ball goes back and forth in a turnover. They come into Cannon County's ball. Sism on the baseline, jumper up, no good, rebound by Hunter. It's up, it's good. Cannon grabs the lead, 2-1. Two ways you can listen to this ball game and audio of all kinds of ball games. Actually, there's going to be three ways come high school basketball season. As Hunter's free throw is no good. I'll let you know about those here in a minute. Number 20, Laughlin. We'll get it over to Keel. Keel steps into the lane, finds a wide open Pittman who blew the layup, and the rebound comes out to Muse. Muse fighting. Lost possession of it. Now number 13, that's our 12, Bella Mason with it. Shot up is good by, I'm not for sure. Trying to find a number. They've only got the numbers on the back of their jerseys. Here's number 20 with a three. Laughlin, and we're tied up at four. Gets it over to Muse, top of the key, Mason right side, number 14, that's Parker. Parker was the one that shot the ball. Here's Muse with the jumper, it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Cannon though. Shot up, no. There's Mason with the return and she got it. Bella Mason with two. 6-4. Right side pass to Laughlin. Laughlin goes in the corner, finds Pulley. Pulley throws it away. Sism, left side, cross courts it over to Muse. Muse, open jumper, won't fall. Mason runs down the board, gives it back up top. Here's Sism for three. No good. Rebound this time by number 30, Hunter, and Hunter scores. And the lead is doubled, 8-4. 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. Let's take you to talk about the Gadsway Fire Department's event coming up this weekend.
We're looking for people with cars, trucks, motorcycles, or anything with an engine and wheels to come hang out with us Saturday, October 15th at the Cannon Car Cruise-In from 3 to 6 p.m. This is the last cruise-in of the season, and we are conducting a toy drive during the cruise-in, so bring a toy to donate for Cannon County children at Christmas. The event will be on the square at the courthouse parking lot. Come join us for music, door prizes, and more this Saturday from 3 to 6. More events announced throughout with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio, and ReadyOnTheRadio.com.
Back here after the timeout, be number 10, that's Pulley, bringing it up. And she drops it inside, but there's a foul away from the basketball. Inbound from Cascade. Drops it underneath. Shot up. Hits the back of the backboard. And now it's a fight for it. Mason fighting hard. Couldn't get come down with it. Be picked up by Mackenzie Fisher. Fisher goes over to Keel. Keel. And a foul. And that's going to be Fish Hunter, and Ansley Hunter just picked up her second. Turnover. And it's going to be cannonball and a foul on number 22, Lizzie Keel. Number 22 will check in. Kennedy Higgins. And there's a travel against Cascade. That'll be their fourth turnover. 8-4 the score. 2:49 left to go in the opening quarter of play here on Cannon Rock Radio. All new. Three-pointer launched by Keel, won't fall. The rebound no good. And the putback from number 35, Fisher, won't go. Cascade's got about four chances on it, and there's going to be a foul on Bella Mason. Number one checks in for Cannon. Going to be Addison Estes. Coming in for Sism. Hope Young is the coach for Cannon. And a jump ball. With 2:19 left to go in the first quarter, it'll be Cannon ball. Lineups. Bring it up. Gonna be Naomi Muse. Right side. Mason cross courts it. Muse got it back in the paint. Puts up the jumper. Little 10-footer won't go. Rebound pulled down by Fisher. Clears it out. Gets it up the floor to Pulley. Pulley and Estes comes out of nowhere. Picks the pocket. Kicks the ball out of bounds. It'll be inbound by Pulley. Goes over to number 30. That's actually number 30. New player that's just checked in. Lexi Comstock. Comstock will go to the free throw line after the foul. With a minute 55 left to go in the first quarter play. Thank you for checking us out. Cannon Rocks Radio. Be sure if you want to listen, we put 80 songs in the playlist. The idea is to increase those songs daily. Comstock not sure if she's wanting to shoot the ball or not because lane violation, and now they're going to call the lane violation. She'll get his third one. That third one's no good either. And Muse will come away with the board. Naomi pushing it up the floor. Naomi left side. Here's Estes for three. Won't go. Or just inside the line for two. Rebound pulled down. Cannon's got it. That's Mason with a jumper. It won't go. And Muse took the ladder, put it up against Lexi Comstock's back, climbed it, got caught. High school football homecoming on Saturday, on Friday. We'll have the game for you on hometownshowcase.com, and it's going to be videoed. So we'll have a video feed, live video, live audio on hometownshowcase.com. 8-4, minute 36, left to go in the first. Pulley hands it over to the big girl. That's Pittman. Pittman clears it back out. Comstock. Comstock with it, goes to the right side to Pulley. Pulley drives on the baseline. Estes right there to cut her off, and a good hustle by Muse. Almost knocked the ball and got it back. She knocked the ball out of Lizzie Keel's hands. Inbound comes up, gives it over to number 35. That's number 30. I'm sorry. Now ball goes into Pittman. She stumbles, loses it. Mason's got it. Mason drops it down low, and Higgins couldn't hang on to it. Back to Cascade ball. 8-4. Top of the key goes left side. Here comes number 30. That's Laughlin. I'm sorry. 30 is Comstock. They go with Pittman. She tries to drive it in and lost it, and now a loose ball and bounced off of everybody, and Higgins has got it. Long pass over the top. Number 14, Parker, couldn't come down with it. Somehow, Cascade's got it. Pulley, and Muse sends it to the bleachers. Inbound. Top of the key, number 30, Laughlin. Laughlin's shot, or Comstock's shot, is no good. And they're going to call a foul, or what? Number 55 is checked in for Cascade. Elizabeth Weldon. There's a bad pass, another one, and looks like Keel will get it into Keldon, and Keldon gonna drive, and Cascade's got a couple of big cornerstone post players. If they can get them developed, might help out their girls basketball team, which I think was pretty decent last year high school wise. And here's a three from the side by Lizzie Keel, and it's 8-7 with 3 seconds left, and a three from Muse won't fall at the buzzer. So, Cannon still leads it, 8-7. We'll take a break, come back in just a moment.
Gazaway Fire Department Craft Fair Saturday, October 15th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Gazaway Community Center. Don't miss it. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio.
Three ways you can listen to Cannon County High School basketball when basketball season rolls around. Download the Zeno app. It's free on your phones. It's kind of like the old TuneIn app that I used to broadcast on. Zeno Radio is the name of the app. Download it. When you get into it, when you open it up, look up, it'll have an explore option. Look up Cannon Rock. Hit that. It'll be a little heart that says follow it, follow it. You put in your favorites. You could tune in to the ball games that way. You can tune into ball games on readyontheradio.com. We've got a radio server there. And high school basketball, we will have a videographer, a filmer, that will allow us to film the basketball games. And we will put those on hometownshowcase.com. The thing about that is we're trying to raise some money, especially for postseason. And we ask, it's a kind of a subscriber type thing. It's real cheap. We don't ask for much, but it helps us out, helps keep our overhead costs low. Sism will drop it off, a nice pass inside to Hunter, and Hunter drops it in for her fifth point, or sixth point of the night, 10-7. Here's a pass going inside of number 30. Comstock couldn't get it. Weldon will try to put back, but that's no good. And Sism will bring it up. Bailey, right side, Muse. Muse, long drive, three, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Hunter. The putback is up and good. I thought Hunter was like an eighth grader last year, but some of these kids, you know, I knew they were young. Give a chance to grow, and Comstock with a missed opportunity. Here's Muse the other way on the baseline. Throws one up. No, but Sism's right there to rebound and pop it in. And as a result, the lead is now doubled 14-7. 4:51 left to go in the first half of play. White Cane Fish Fry Fundraiser, Saturday, October 15th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. All-you-can-eat catfish and fixins at the Woodbury Lions Club building on Lehman Street. Adults $12, 12 and under $6. Proceeds to benefit the White Cane Projects, which include Middle Tennessee Lions Site Services, Kids Site Screening, Tennessee School for the Blind, and Tennessee School for the Deaf. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. 14-7 the score. .450 left to go in the first half. Cascade Lady Champs got the ball. Right side pass, and there's a nice move by Hunter to step in the passing lanes. Intercept it, go right side. Here's a shot by Sism, and Bailey scores her fourth. Lead is up by nine. Top of the key comes Keel. Left side is picked off by Muse. Muse, Naomi, driving one-on-one, gets pushed in the back by Pulley. And that'll be a foul on Pulley's third team foul. And the inbound comes up. Right side, Muse for three, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Cascade. I think that's Pulley. Yep, Pulley will dribble it up against number one Estes. Right side to number 31. We'll check a name. Here's a shot blocked by Estes. It's a big girl, Pittman. And the inbound comes up. Number 31 is Michaela Fisher. Oh, there's two Fishers, I guess. Mackenzie and Michaela. Here's Mackenzie Fisher for the jumper. Off the glass, won't go. Hunter gets the rebound, and Michaela Fisher comes over and tags her. .16-7 Cannon with the 9-point lead, 3:43 left to go in the second quarter of play. Cannon Middle School, first basketball game of the season. They got a full schedule. We'll go through it here in a little while and travel by Muse. Pass goes over to Keel. Keel got Fisher and McKenzie drives, foul on Estes. High schoolers are enjoying final day of festivities before homecoming. They got a bonfire going on out there tonight. Free throw by Fisher is good. McKenzie now has two. Mason re-enters the game. Estes takes a seat. Next up for Cannon County Monday night, October 24th at West Middle School. I think that's going to be the Cab West. I'm not for sure. We'll have to check it. Second free throw missed, 16-9, and a foul going to be called on 35 Fisher. Inbound. Bailey Sism with it right side to Mason. Bella almost lost it. Picked up. Tossed around. Picked back up by Cascade, who traveled with it. Right side pass, top of the key. Here comes Muse. Muse drops it in the paint. Back out to Phillips. Parker. And Parker threw up an air ball. 2:47 left to go in the first half. Number 22, Keel. Shot up by McKenzie Fisher. No, there's a rebound in the putback by Kayla Pittman. She drops it off the glass, 16-11. Here's Sism up the floor. Gives it back to Muse. Muse thought about the three, won't pull the trigger. Gives it over to Parker instead. Crosses it to Mason, now to the left side. Back up top of the key. Parker, and they're going to call a travel on Parker. I didn't necessarily see that one. 16-11. Lachlan will re-enter the game for Cascade. Next dead ball. Police shot? No. Rebound comes over to Keel, and then she wings it around to McKenzie Fisher, and Fisher drops it in. 16-13. The lead is cut to three. Cascade really putting the pressure on. Here comes a shot. No good by Parker. And the rebound coming out to number 22, Keel. Keel, pulley, back to Keel. Keel going to drive on Sism, and Sism commits the foul. Lachlan and Comstock check back in, and here comes pulley and number 44, Pittman, to the bench. Keel's free throw, no good. And it'll be Cannonball. Only up by three, 16-13. Lead was once seven. Mason throws it over to Sism. Nice move, and they said it was a travel. That's what everybody's wanting, no call. Cascade moves the ball up the floor. Number 22, Keel. Three-pointer on the way, won't go from Comstock. And now we're all on the floor with it. Actually, it's going to be number 20, Lachlan. Number 10, Pulley, will re-enter the ball game, and out comes number 22, Keel. Minute one left to go before halftime. Inbound underneath their own basket for Cascade. And the pass is right into the hands of Hunter. Hunter racing up the floor. Comstock trying to stop her. Hunter misses the layup. Rebound and a jump ball. Possession now belongs to Cannon County. Inbound. Muse, a little jumper from the side. Won't go. Rebound. Hunter tapped it out. Cascade with the ball, overthrew, Pulley overthrew Lachlan. Cannon with the ball back. Here's Hunter. Finds Parker. Parker's got too much traffic, tries to deal it out to Muse. Muse comes up with it. Top of the key to Mason. Mason, a little 10-foot jumper, won't go. Rebound knocked around, and it'll be picked up by Cascade. 19 seconds left, right side. Three on the way, won't go. The rebound, going to back to Cannon County. Inbound. Mason's got it. She double dribbled it. Inbound. Three on the way. Hits the top. Now that's when the official should blow his whistle. He did there. A couple of games earlier in the JV games, it was kind of questionable officiating. Cannon won the boys' game. Girls' game went to Cascade on a last-second shot opportunity. 11-10 was the final on the girls. Lots of turnovers there. Here's Muse, runner. Couldn't put it off the glass. 16-13, Cannon maintains the three-point lead. We'll take a break and we'll come back with your halftime scoring summary in a moment.
Attention all Cannon County merchants. Cannon Country Christmas will be held on November the 18th and 19th, and plans need to be discussed. A merchants meeting has been scheduled for Monday, October 24th at City Hall at 6 p.m. All Cannon County merchants are invited to attend and bring your ideas with you. Please direct any questions to the Chamber of Commerce at 563-2222. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. Support your local food bank. They are in need of non-perishable food items or monetary donations. The food bank is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, located in the old hospital building down the hall from the Election Commission. Cannon County Emergency Food Bank greatly needs non-perishable food items or monetary donations. Again, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Your help will be greatly appreciated. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio.
Halftime here, 16-13 the score in favor of the Cannon County Lionettes middle school basketball team. First game of the season, Ansley Hunters leads the scores for Cannon with 8 points. It was Bailey Sism who has 4, Michaela Parker with 2, Bella Mason with 2. For Cascade, the Lady Champions out of Bedford County, Mackenzie Fisher leads the way with 4 points. Jace Lachlan has 3, Lizzie Keel with 3, and Kaylee Pittman has 2. One tie, one lead change, and it's been Cannon County pretty much the whole way since the first of the game, and they lead it 16-13. Take a break. We'll come back in about 2 minutes. Start of the third quarter in a moment.
Want some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market in Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. In fact, lunchtime on high school football game day is Catfish Friday, stop by and get you a plate. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402 or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road. Parsley's Market and Deli.
Oh, did you get in trouble? Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be. From criminal cases to civil law, Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today. All right, again, three ways you can watch Cannon County or listen to Cannon County basketball, high school basketball, when the season rolls around in November. It'll be hometownshowcase.com. We're currently showing high school football. We've got tomorrow night's game against Community School, airing live at 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll have the homecoming festivities, crowning of the homecoming queen. That's tomorrow night. And then you can also download, if you're listening to us on the computer, you can download an app in your Apple Store or your Google Play Store. It's called Zeno Radio, Z-E-N-O Radio. And when you download that app, open it and go to your settings, and you'll see where it says Explore, and put Cannon Rock Radio in that search bar. It'll bring up our station. Bring up the station. Then what you want to do is you want to hit follow. After you bring it up, hit follow, and that way you've got it in your favorites, and that way it'll be easier to find the next time you want to tune in. So right now it's a rock-flavored radio station. We've got event notices like you've heard earlier. We'll keep you updated on events. And be a good way for some people to advertise if they'd like to. Cannon Rocks Radio, Cannon Rock Radio on the Zeno app, or you can tune in to readyontheradio.com. That is the website that I use, that I'm posting the memes and the music videos and all kinds of information on. So log into that website. It's absolutely free as well, and you can listen to it on your computer from home or work or wherever you might be. Just bring it up. The post, what I'll do is I'll post at the very top the game, and all you have to do is hit play. If the player doesn't start immediately, some of the other players start immediately, but if the player doesn't start immediately, you can hit play and it should come through for you. All right, second half action getting started. Is there's a shot up by Keel, won't go, and the rebound pulled down by Cannon. Mason up the floor with it. Muse, nice move to Estes. Estes didn't have enough time to get the shot off before it was blocked. And number 22, Keel's got it. Keel, top of the key. Here comes Lachlan. Lachlan drives, and there's going to be a foul called against Cannon County. .5:31 left to go in the third quarter play. Free throw, one up, no good. By the way, if you do hometownshowcase.com during the basketball season, we've got a little bit of a, it's a subscription service, so you can watch each game for $6.99 a piece, a game, or you can do a month, a whole entire month of games for $5.99, and it also gives you access to the entire library. So, middle of the basketball season, you can watch it all the way from game number one if you wish. Here's Hunter. Here comes a shot from Estes, won't go. Hunter snags the rebound, couldn't get the put back, and this time it's going to go out to Pittman. Pittman hands it over to Pulley, and Pulley will bring it up. Left side to Keel. Tries a big time long range three. Won't go. Rebound pulled out and into the hands of Laughlin. Jace almost lost it. But foul going up against Mason. Coming up next, the boys, Braxton. Basketball team. Number 55, that's Weldon. Clears it over. A three on the way. Won't go from Laughlin. And the rebound pulled down out to Muse for Cannon. Pulley comes out of nowhere. Or Keel does. Comes out of nowhere to steal it and gets it over to Pulley. Estes trying to lock her down. Right side pass goes over to number 20, Laughlin. Laughlin drives in. Shot off the glass. Won't go. And here's number 30, Hunter, with it. Hunter going to take it in. Throw it back out to Muse. Naomi, right side. Here's Sism for three. Hits the top of the... Actually, hits the glass. It comes off the top of the rim. And number 20, Laughlin, going the other way and flips it in. 16-14, and Cannon wants a timeout to talk about it. We'll take one as well. It's all tied up at 16 apiece for the second time tonight. Back in a moment.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties. Banking by the people, for the people. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Cannon County boys team, they're dressed, ready to go. Miles Alexander. What a great JV game by Gary and Gibbs. Turned it on when he had to. That's the younger brother of Theo. Winners. They're going to be a good one. I think he's, what, seventh or eighth? Seventh grade, I believe. All knotted up at 16. And possession arrow, or actually a turnover, goes to Cascade. There's a shot up, no, and Hunter will run down the rebound. Hunter will come across half court. Hunter looks at the ball, and as she does, number 55, Weldon, comes down and almost strips it from her. Inbound, Hunter. There's Parker with a line drive jumper. That won't go, and the lady... Champs have got the basketball. Mackenzie Fisher, right side to Pulley. Pulley threw a bad pass, and Hunter still trying to kidnap it. Finally got it. Muse up the lane, threw a double team. Back over to Hunter. Hunter on the free throw line. Shot up, no. Gets her own rebound. Long arms. Extends it out to Sism. Sism's three. And Mackenzie Fisher brings the rebound, and Cascade calms everything down with 3:05 left to go in the third. Here's Pulley. Pulley drives, and as she does, she double dribbles. Number 31 back in the game, Michaela Fisher. Pulley will come take a seat. Naomi Muse will bring it up. Smart move. I like the backcourt that Cannon's got with Muse and Sism. Muse's shot no good, but ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be, you know, a learning experience for anybody in that position, but they haven't been tested by like a full court press or anything. Here comes Michaela Fisher. Air ball, and ball kicked out of bounds by Weldon. 2:31 left in the third. Muse. Comes out the screen from Sism, drops it off inside, and guess who was waiting for it? Cascade, Comstock. She'll get the ball back. Comstock goes up, and they're going to call a foul on Hunter. Since she got her with the piece of the body, fans don't like that call. Hunter doesn't like the call either. She's got to be careful because she doesn't want to pick a technical up. Free throw one up, no good. Second free throw, and Comstock missed both of them. Hunter there with it, and Hunter will get it to Sissa Bailey, bringing it up the floor, top of the key, fires up a three. That's an air ball. Ball goes to Cascade. Tied up at 16, 2:07 left to go in the third. Laughlin goes left side. Top of the key, Comstock, who shuffles her feet, throws one up, falls in. Lead change goes to Cascade for the first time this half as Muse drives in and Muse falls down. She's not getting up. She's hurt. And they got to call a timeout, jump ball. And they're going to have to substitute for, no, they did not call an official timeout. So they don't have to substitute for. They're going to anyway, I think. Number 22 comes in, that's Keel. Out goes Weldon. Estes will enter the ball game for Muse. Muse is okay. She's running off under her own power. Pass by Estes, thrown away. Comstock got it. Comstock's layup too hard. Rebound pulled over by Keel, and Keel's fouled on a reach-in by Sism. A minute 25 left to go is in the third as Keel hits a free throw. Second free throw coming up. And that one is not going to go. 3-point lead. Bad pass by Hunter led Sism into the defense, and defense took it away. There's Fisher, and she travels. Pass to Estes, a reach in by 35, Mackenzie Fisher. Three on the way, and Estes hit it. We're tied up at 19. Right side pass goes inside, and Keel comes back with an answer. Got her 6 points, 21-18 the score. Right side Estes down on the baseline, number 25, who's checked in for Cannon. Macy Foster. So Foster will inbound underneath their own basket. Top of the key, three on the way from Sism, and she banks it off the glass. Tied up at 21. This is for the fourth time. 29 seconds left. Keel drives the lane, and there's somebody reaching in. Estes. No, they're not going to call Estes. They're calling that on 14 Parker. Shot up, no. Rebound by Michaela. Fisher won't go, and picked up by number 25, Foster, and they're going to call a timeout, Cannon will. 13 seconds left to go in the third. We're all knotted up at 21. Back in a moment.
Do you need home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life. Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review at area code 615-867-0120. Shelter Insurance, they got you covered.
Lionettes have the basketball. That's all tied up at 21 apiece with 13.9 seconds left to go in the third. They're going to call out of bounds. Last touch by Sism. Pass going over to Mackenzie Fisher, and Fisher lost the ball out, but going to be last touch by Estes. Inbound. Here's a wide open three. Won't go. And that's the end of the third. We go to the fourth. All tied up at 21 apiece. Take a break. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes. That'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Back here, we're all tied up at halftime, all right, third quarter. Twenty-one up. Cascade basketball. Be Cascade driving. Layup no good. Cascade got the ball back after Cannon knocks the ball out of bounds. There's a block shot. Naomi Musi's back in. Nice move. She gets out of that double trouble, that double team. Sism. Bailey drives it. Makes a nice recovery to pop it off the glass for two. Lead change for the third time. 23-21. Left side pass, three shot on the way from Comstock, won't go, and Mason gets the rebound, and Bella, give it over to Naomi Muse. Muse will set everything up. Cannon with a two-point lead, 23-21, threw it through the hands of Estes. It'll be Cascade ball. Keel will bring it up against Estes. Pass left side, Keel. Guns over to Parker, or excuse me, Fisher. Rebound off the Fisher miss. Going out to Cannon. Muse flying up the floor, pulls up a jumper, no good. Estes with a touch shot. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Pass goes left side. Here comes a shot. Up, no good. Rebound, Estes. Clears it out to Muse. Muse gonna drive. Got the hip of number 20, Lachlan. And number 21, Muse, will go to the free throw line. One up, one in. Namiel scores the first point of the night. Pittman, Weldon back in, so a bigger lineup for Cascade. They'll keep Pulley, Lachlan, and Keel in the game. Actually, there's too many. So they're going to have to pull off. They pulled Mackenzie Fisher will stay in. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Mason got it. Right side, Sism finds a little opening, throws up a three, won't go. Rebound, run down, and a travel call on number 55, Elizabeth Weldon. Substitution coming in. Number two, Marissa Gullick will check in. Shot coming up on a runner, won't go, and now they're going to call a foul over the back on Hunter. ...24-21... 3:53 left to go in this game. Cannon with the 3-point lead. Here comes Pulley. Left side to Gullick. Gullick top of the key. Fisher down on the baseline. Pulley, her shot, no. And Hunter gets the rebound and the outlet over to Muse. Muse on a foot race, gets up to the layup and scores. And now a timeout called by Cascade. With timeout, they want a full one. We'll talk about it as well back in a moment.
Canyon County Save Domestic Violence Agency's fifth annual candlelight vigil will be taking place October 14th at the Woodbury Community Center from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. There will be music, testimonials, domestic violence educational information, food, and an auction. All proceeds dedicated to help save, continue the mission of stopping domestic violence in our community. Come and join and show your support for victims everywhere at the Cannon County Save Domestic Violence Agency's 5th Annual Candlelight Vigil, Friday night, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Woodbury Community Center. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio.
26-21. And we are here. Cannon's got a 5-point lead. Cascade has the basketball. And Pulley delivered over in the corner. And it's going to be a foul on Mason. Comstock and 22. That's going to be Mason's fifth. So Kennedy Higgins will have to check in. So Pulley will check in, and Comstock must be coming in for the shooter Weldon, because they allowed the Pulley substitution. Pittman goes out. Free throw up. Rolls around, rolls in. She'll get another one. Lachlan will check in for Pulley. 26-22. Second free throw. Looks good off the glass. Weldon will go take a seat after scoring 2 points. Here comes Comstock. inbound and pass Muse, and foul going to be called on number 20, Lachlan, who just checked in. 3:19 left to go in the quarter. Sism. Pass goes over number 21, Muse, who finishes off. Good finish by Naomi Muse. She's got five. 28-22. Lionettes go up by six. Lachlan spins in the lane. Clears it back out. Three from Pulley. Won't go. Rebound pulled down. Actually, that was Comstock. And Keel. Keel finds a wide open Mackenzie Fisher, and Fisher couldn't get the open jumper. Pass. Sism picks it out of the air. Sism gives it back to Muse. Muse will pull up the jumper, hit the front of the rim, rolls in. Muse is on a tear. She's got seven fourth quarter points. The lead is eight. 2:29 left to go in this game. Number 20. Here's Lachlan, and Lachlan will travel. It was a block shot. Good block by Higgins. Good defense. Inbound. Here goes number 21. Muse tries to drop it off to Higgins, and a bad pass, but Fisher, and now they're going to call a foul against number one, Estes. 2:13 left to go in this game. Boys coming up next. Free throw one up. Good. Mackenzie Fisher will get a second one. She scored her fifth point. Second free throw. That one will fall off short. And rebound run down by Estes. Addison through three, and she's pushed. Trying to advance the ball, and that's going to be Comstock's foul. Inbound Hunter trying to get the ball over to Muse. Does not quite get complete. And here comes Cascade the other side, going up for a layup. And Estes with another. No, it's going to be a good defensive play. They did not call a foul on her, but ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Addison. Inbound. Triggers it inside. Shot blocked. Number 22. And now they're going to call a foul and warn a Cascade fan. Number one. Number 30, Comstock. One up, none in. Hunter. We'll rebound it for the Lionettes. Cannonball. Sism. Nice screen by Higgins, although it was illegal. She moved. That should have been a moving pick. No call. They're going to call the foul against. A timeout going to be called for Cannon. Full timeout. So with that, we'll take a timeout as well. 30-24, minute 32 left to go in the game. Back
Beans
in a moment.
Beans Diesel presents Blackout in the Country 2022.
Gates will open at 8 a.m. located at 210 Roland Cole Lane in Woodbury. This is for Saturday, October 15th. There'll be a dino competition, diesel sled pull, dirt drags, show and shine, and vendor alley. For more information, call Beans Diesel Performance at 563-7800 or log onto their website, beansdieselperformance.com. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. Minute 32 left to go in this game. A lot of people here in the gymnasium tonight as this is the opener of Canyon County Middle School basketball. They normally would play in their own gymnasium, but I kind of got a roof leak, just a little. And they're having to repair the roof and repair the gym. It ruined some of the gym floor and trying to get the bleachers repaired. They got a little bit of work they've got to do. Muse drops it off, but Estes was there. She moved back a little bit. Now Kennedy Higgins with a reach and lucky she didn't get called for a foul. Pulley will get it over to Lachlan. Lachlan driving over in the corner. Ball is lost by Fisher and picked up by Higgins, and now she's going to get called for a walk. Michaela Fisher will check in. Breather goes to Mackenzie Fisher. Inbound comes up. Lachlan, left side, Comstock. Comstock overthrows everybody. Surprising that they pulled Mackenzie Fisher out, even though she made that mistake. She has been a constant, a big help for this Cascade team, and now Pulley gets called for a hand check. Seconds left. Cannon 30-24. Hunter misses the first one, gets her rebound, no good. Second one, jump ball. Possession there belongs to Cannon. And here comes Mackenzie Fisher back in this game. Michaela Fisher will take a seat. Sism will inbound underneath their own basket. Cannon leads it 30-24. Pass goes into Sism on the paint. Baseline turnaround, and it rolls in. Fourth point for Sism in the quarter, 11 all overall, 32-24, and ball tipped off of Muse and it's out of bounds. Long pass over in the corner. Cascade driving. That's going to be a foul on our made basket by Keel, and a foul and an opportunity for a three-point play for Cascade. Free throw rattled out. Rebound comes out to number 22, Higgins, and she throws it away. Foul on Higgins, and this will put number 20, or 30, Comstock to the free throw line. Comstock's free throw. One up, none in. So Higgins will take a seat. Parker comes in for her. Second free throw, and Hunter hits the lane a little early. Next free throw won't go either, and Hunter had the beat on it, lost it. It'll stay Cascade ball. 20 seconds left, 6-point lead by the Lionettes. inbound, drops it off. There's a shot up and good by Fisher to pull him up. 4 points closer, 2 points closer. 11 seconds, Muse. Long, and it's thrown away. Here's Keel. Keel going to drive it. Layup, no. Rebound pulled down, and Sism will take it and get pushed. Should be an intentional foul. There was no play on the basketball. It says that we'll go and try to ice this thing. It's 2/10 of a second left, and Cannon's got the 4-point lead. Free throw, one up, no good. And that's it. Final score, 32-28. Cannon beats Cascade by four. Coming up next, boys game, but before we do, we'll give you the scoring summary. Bailey Sism had let off scores with 11, Angeli Hunter with 8, and Naomi Muse with 7, all those in the fourth quarter. Michaela Parker had 2, and Addison Estes with 3. For Cascade, Lizzie Keel had 8, Jace Laughlin had 6, Mackenzie Fisher had 7, Levi Comstock with 2, Elizabeth Weldon with 2, and Kayla Pittman with 2. Boys game coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll take a break. Rejoin you as I've got to go get the lineups back in a moment.
We're looking for people with cars, trucks, motorcycles, or anything with an engine and wheels to come hang out with us Saturday, October 15th at the Cannon Car Cruise-In from 3 to 6 p.m. This is the last cruise-in of the season, and we are conducting a toy drive during the cruise-in, so bring a toy to donate for Cannon County children at Christmas. The event will be on the square at the courthouse parking lot. Come join us for music, door prizes, and more this Saturday from 3 to 6. More events announced throughout with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio, and ReadyOnTheRadio.com.
Gazaway Fire Department Craft Fair Saturday, October 15th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Gazaway Community Center. Don't miss it. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. White Cane Fish Fry Fundraiser Saturday, October 15th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. All-you-can-eat catfish and fixings at the Woodbury Lions Club building on Lehman Street. Adults $12, 12 and under $6. Proceeds to benefit the White Cane Projects, which include Middle Tennessee Lions Sight Services, Kids Sight Screening, Tennessee School for the Blind, and Tennessee School for the Deaf. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. Attention all Cannon County merchants. Cannon Country Christmas will be held on November the 18th and 19th, and plans need to be discussed. A merchants meeting has been scheduled for Monday, October 24th at City Hall at 6 p.m. All Cannon County merchants are invited to attend and bring your ideas with you. Please direct any questions to the Chamber of Commerce at 563-2222. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. Support your local food bank. They are in need of non-perishable food items or monetary donations. The food bank is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, located in the old hospital building down the hall from the Election Commission. Cannon County Emergency Food Bank greatly needs non-perishable food items or monetary donations. Again, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Your help will be greatly appreciated. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. Put 6 minutes on the clock and we're ready to go. It'll be number 22. That's Levi Hatfield, the jump center. Cannon wins it. Miles Alexander, right side. Three on the way from Laura. Fader, no good. Hatfield trying to chase it down, but number 4, Dawson Youngblood, will beat him to it. And here comes Colby Villapanaya. Hope that's how you pronounce that name. He's going to his left side against John Bryson. Goes to the left. Villapanaya brings the ball back. Now to the right. Almost taken away. Gives it to Youngblood. Youngblood cross-courts it. Over to number 32, that's Wiki Parker. Parker Top of the key, they'll drive it inside. Number 35, Westergaard. Westergaard, turnaround jumper's good. 2-0. Alexander, and there's going to be a foul going to be called on Villa Panaya. This has the makings in the backcourt of an exciting backcourt with Alexander and Laura. Right side, it goes down baseline. Nice job by Bryson, and couldn't make it stick, but he's fouled, and that's going to be on number 35, Westergaard. Two shots for John Andrew Bryson, who came on the season late there in football, but really contributed and did well. Free throw one, bounced off. I'm not for sure, you know, I know you, it's still a sore subject for a lot of people. Bryson comes from that Short Mount community. He missed both free throws, but he was one of those I noticed last year that was not having fun playing on a little bitty court down at Short Mountain School, so he might be one welcoming the change, as most students are. And Alexander gets a steal underneath the Lar. Lar's shot good. These guys can make it happen, and when you put Gary and Gibbs in the mix, as we saw in the JV game, they're solid when it comes to backcourt play. Got to grow a little bit. You want them to be a little bit taller, but missed the free throw. Number 14, Villa Panaya, will bring it up the floor. Drop it down to number 4, Youngblood. Youngblood threw it away right into the hands of Laura. Laura pushing it up. Going to go up with the floater. Good. He does the floater about as best as any 8th grader you'll see. 4-2. He did it a little bit last year as a 7th grader. Here's Parker. Parker's runner, no, but a foul. And that's going to go against John Bryson. 3:57 left to go in the opening quarter. 4-2 to score. Free throw up, no good. By Parker. Number 24, Yakala Dixon. I'm going to say that's Yakala. I'm not sure there's an X in front of him, but I think it's probably silent. Free throw number 2 is good. 1 of 2 for Parker. He scores his first point. 4-3. Home leads. Alexander drives. Throws it up. No, another foul. They're going to be tagged on Westergaard, and that's the second. Number 43, Peyton Dunn, will have to check in for Westergaard. Right side, 3 from Alexander, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Cannon, but thrown right into the hands of Parker. Wiki up the floor, behind the back dribble, gives it up top of the key. Here's Villa Panaya, and he travels. Alexander will bring it up. Miles, double team, clears it over right side to Bryson. They trap it over to Alexander. Miles baseline, can't make it fall. Rebound pulled down, shot up. Hatfield won't go. Rebound this time by Walkup. Back it over now to Alexander. His little floater on the baseline. He leans in for about 5-footer. Buried it. 6-3, Alexander gets the steal, puts it right back. 4 points for Alexander, 8-3 the score. And Cannon leads it by 5. Back in a moment.
Want some delicious home-cooked type food? Head over to Parsley's Market in Deli at 809 Bradeville Road. Whether it be a sausage or egg and bacon biscuit, hot breakfast, or a delicious fill-you-up plate lunch, Parsley's is the place for great food. In fact, lunchtime on high school football game day is Catfish Friday. Stop by and get you a plate. Breakfast is served from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. and lunch from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Parsley's Market and Deli is a hometown local business and proud to support local Cannon County events and organizations. Call them today to order food to go at 615-563-1402 or stop by anytime between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. at 809 Bradeville Road. Parsley's Market and Deli.
All right, number 14, Villapanoa. Pass over to Parker. Gets it over to number 24, Dixon. Dixon right side to Gulick, who's just checked in. The pass goes inside to Dunn, and Dunn is pushed by Walkup on a whistle. That'll be the first one on Zeke. Inbound, right side. Little floater up, won't go. Rebound pulled down by number 14. That's Villapanoa. Inside to Parker. Parker's shot rattles out. And, oh, that's a travel call. The referee was out of position, didn't see it correctly. Thought somebody reached in. He was off balance. Just did it on his own. Inbound. That's got to be a close to a five-second call. Villapanoa. Right side goes over number 24. That's Dixon. Back to Villapanoa. Villapanoa working against Bryson. Right side. They drop it off high post. And a double dribble will be recorded by number 32, Wiki Parker. 2:09 left to go in the opener. Miles Alexander calling for right side. Bryson drops it down. Baseline three for Laura. Got it. Seven for Anderson. The lead is up by eight. Parker. Villanueva. No. To Duncan. Dunn traveled with it. Inbound. Miles Alexander will bring it up. Alexander's seventh grader. Been playing ball at a high level since pretty much forever. Kind of to come natural to him. And he's all alone for a three. Steps up, pops, won't go. Parker runs down the rebound for the champs. Minute 25 left to go in the first. Villapanoa. Right side it goes to Gulick. Back over to Panaya, and Bryson gets in the passing lane, intercepts. Bryson one-on-one, throws up a floater, won't go, gets his own rebound underneath his own basket. Pops it in. Villapanoa, full court press. Over to number 24, Dixon, and Dixon pops a little 10-footer. 13-6, under a minute to go. Alexander, right side. Three on the way. No, rebound pulled down and up and good by number 22, Levi Hatfield. 15-6, 9-point lead. Dixon trying to get by, and they're going to say he bounced it out of bounds. Number 4 will check in. Youngblood re-enters the ball game in for Gulick. 10 for Cannon. That's Cale Sellers, who was a big factor in the JV game earlier. Will come in for Hatfield. Bryson, right side, they go inside, going to be taken away by Youngblood. Youngblood out to Villapanoa. Villapanoa, right side, Dixon, back to Villa back to Dixon, and it's going to be Alexander to get the rebound, to get the steal. Alexander driving, layup, good. Count it. Six for Miles Alexander, 11-point lead for Cannon. Take a break, 17-6 to score.
Uh-oh. Did you get in trouble?
Tony Kane Attorney will help defend you no matter what your situation might be, from criminal cases to civil law. Tony is knowledgeable and will develop a strategy to help you with the best results possible. Schedule an appointment today by calling Tony at McCarter East Law Offices at 563-8042. Don't get caught up in the justice system without solid legal representation. Call Tony today. 17-6 the score. 6 minutes on the clock. We're ready for second quarter action. Lions with the 11-point lead. Glad that you're listening to us on Cannon Rock Radio. If you're listening to us on the website, readyontheradio.com, be sure to download the free app called Zeno, Z-E-N-O Radio. And you can pop in Cannon Rock Radio, pretty much just pop in Cannon, and it'll come up, the rest of it, into the Explore function. Hit the follow button, and it'll add it to your favorites, so the next time that you want to access the station, won't be that hard. You don't have to type all those letters in, and if your fingers are like mine, I can't never get it right the first time. I have to space back because I never press the right letters. 5. Second quarter just started, and Bryson throws up a 3. Won't go. Youngblood with the rebound. Gets it out to Villapanaya. Villapanaya gets it across half court. Hands it over to number 41, who's checked in. That's Isaiah Taylor. And Miles Alexander said, that ball's mine. Gives it over to Bryson. Give him the assist. Bryson drops it in. 17-6, and now a traveling call against Bryson. He stole it. Ball kick picked up by Taylor. Going over to Youngblood, gets across the timeline. Youngblood in the middle of the paint against Sellers, pulls up, pass right into the hands of Laura. Laura got Bryson on the lead. Bryson with the layup, good. 19-6, Bryson using those skills, boy. He's aggressive. He's having fun. No doubt about it. Inbound. Goes over to Villapanaya, and Alexander says, hey, that's my ball. He's got it. Runs baseline, pulls up the little jumper. No. Rebound, Sellers tips it. Top of the key, Bryson. Alexander. Baseball pass left side, Law for 3. That's not going to fall. Hits the front of the rim. Walk up with the rebound. Clears it out. Alexander, 30-footer. Won't go. But Cannon keeps getting the rebound. Bryson with the one-hander, and it drops in. Timeout going to be called, but they can't call a timeout defensively. 8 for Bryson. And a timeout going to be called. No, they're going to try to get Hatfield is coming back in. Garen Gibbs is in. John Andrew Bryson takes a seat. So does Zeke Walker. Gibbs. Here's that backcourt I was telling you about, the trio. Here comes Laura. Shot, no. Travel. Cannon with the 17-point lead. There's a push by Hatfield on Parker. Inbound. Inbound Youngblood. Triggers it up to number 5, Micah Jones, who's checked in for the first time tonight. There's a 3 from the corner, overshot. And Miles Alexander will come up with the air ball. Alexander left side. Sellers back to Miles. Miles will back it up, and they're going to call a timeout. Called by Cannon. Set up a play. 30-second break. We'll take 1:324 left to go. In the first half, 23-6 to score, Cannon.
At Homeland Community Bank, we put in that extra effort and go that extra mile. We'll take the time to get to know you on a personal level and build a relationship of trust. This allows us to recognize your specific needs and then recommend our innovative banking products and services that will provide solutions to your financial problems. We make it easier to achieve your dreams and goals in life. Homeland Community Bank, serving Warren and Cannon counties, banking by the people, for the people. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here, trying to find out where the West Middle School is. We don't know if that's the Cab West or what. Have to check that out. That's their next game. Here's the Lions, and Sellers with an open jumper missed it, but Mr. Hatfield there to yank down the rebound. Alexander through double covers, no good, but Sellers with the rebound, and he puts it up and in. Cale was doing a lot of that in the JV game earlier this afternoon. 23-6. Pass left side, Youngblood drops it down, and Laura's right there to take it away. Here comes Pedro pushing it up, 25-6 actually. Here comes a floater, won't go. Rebound Hatfield, got a hand on it, puts it up. Sellers got it and layup good. Timeout. Blood from somebody. And Cascade will inbound. One of the Cascade players, I think, came up bloody. He went out into the lobby. And a charge going against Youngblood. Alexander goes down in the corner. There's Garion Gibbs, and Gibbs will score a little 10-footer, 29-6. Number 12, Ty Holly. Now Youngblood driving. Youngblood shot no, and here comes Cannon out of the pack with it. Alexander drives, and as he goes up, he's fouled by Jackson Gulick. Miles stepped to the free throw line. No good. Mark Passenger will check in, and Anderson Laurel will take a seat. Miles' second free throw. That one won't go either, so uncharacteristic of Miles, misses two free throws. Long pass. And Miles Alexander will come away with it. Alexander one-on-one. Layup no, but a foul. And Villa Pinaya will have to check back in. They're going to let him come back in. The injured player was number 32. That would have been Wiki Parker. He's back. He's okay now. Got tended to, and he's stitched up or bandaged up. Free throw number 3. No good for Miles. There's a rebound by number 22. Hatfield, he couldn't put it back up, and now Gibbs with a reach-in foul. Laura will take a seat. Alexander will get a breather. 29-6. Pass to number 14, Villapanaya. Holly's got it now for Cascade. Back to Villapanaya. Minute 23 left to go in the first half. Left side, they try to get it inside the Youngblood. Too much traffic, and Cannon takes it away. Laura will bring it up. Find a bullet pass underneath, and a nice finish by Cale Sellers for his sixth point. 31-6. Youngblood, pass deflected and a travel. Laura with the ball. Goes to Gibbs. Gibbs brings it back to Anderson over in the corner. Cale Sellers, a little runner, no good. Rebound by Hatfield, and the putback is good. Nice job by Levi Hatfield for his fourth. 33-6 the score. And a travel. Going to be called on Holly. In the corner. That's going to be number four, Passenger, and he overshot the basket. Inbound to Holly. Holly goes over to Youngblood. Youngblood has to throw a bullet pass, and over the hands of everybody, ends up in Hatfield's hands for Cannon. Passenger, here comes Sellers, now over to Gibbs. Gibbs driving the baseline, goes up with it, scores. You're going to see how beneficial this is come high school basketball time with these guys, because they're playing full-size court. They're making tough shots in a full-size court, and you'll see them make these tough shots continuing in their career all the way into high school. 35-6 to score at halftime. No points allowed defensively by the Cannon Lions. We'll be back as the Lions take the lead. Back in a moment. Halftime scoring coming.
Do you need home, auto, or life insurance? Blake Finney of Shelter Insurance has you covered. Home, auto, and life, Blake takes pride in offering personal service and making sure you have the right coverage at the right price. If you have an insurance question, feel free to give Blake a call. They also offer free insurance reviews if you'd like to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss your current coverage needs. Call Blake Finney today for your free insurance review at area code 615-867-0120, Shelter Insurance. They got you covered.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Tennessee. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
35-6 the score in favor of Cannon. John Bryson leads the scores with 8. Miles Alexander with 6. Anderson Laura with 7. Cale Sellers has come off the bench and scored 6 points in the second quarter. Gary and Gibbs with 4 points in the second quarter. Levi Hatfield also has 4. Coming up with 6 points for Cascade. It's Wiki Parker with 2. Jaden Westergaard has 2. And Yakyla Dixon has 2. So that's pretty simple scoring for Cascade. Champions from Bell Buckle. This is the only time they play Cascade in this season. And coming up next for Cannon County, as far as the basketball is concerned, October 24th, they'll be against West Middle. We'll have to find out where that is. That may be the Cab West is what I'm thinking. And that's on a Monday. And on Tuesday, they travel to Westwood to take on Westwood Junior High. We'll have both those games, or scheduled to have both those games live for you right here on Cannon Rock. Well, Cannon Rock Radio, and also on ReadyOnTheRadio.com. So be sure to check us out. Tell your friends about the new Zeno radio app. Get them online. Get them tuned in. We'll deliver Cannon County Middle School basketball all season long right here on these particular platforms. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got third quarter action in a moment. Cannon leads at 35-6. It's getting close to the mercy rule. Cannon County Save Domestic Violence Agency's fifth annual candlelight vigil will be taking place October 14th at the Woodbury Community Center from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. There will be music, testimonials, domestic violence educational information, food, and an auction. All proceeds dedicated to help save, continue the mission of stopping domestic violence in our community. Come and join and show your support for victims everywhere at the Cannon County Save Domestic Violence Agency's 5th Annual Candlelight Vigil, Friday night, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Woodbury Community Center. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. Beans Diesel presents Blackout in the Country 2022. Gates will open at 8 a.m., located at 210 Roland Cole Lane in Woodbury. This is for Saturday, October 15th. There will be a dino competition, diesel sled pull, dirt drags, show and shine, and vendor alley. For more information, call Beans Diesel Performance at 563-7800 or log onto their website, beansdieselperformance.com. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio. We're looking for people with cars, trucks, motorcycles, or anything with an engine and wheels to come hang out with us Saturday, October 15th at the Cannon Car Cruise-In from 3 to 6 p.m. This is the last cruise-in of the season, and we are conducting a toy drive during the cruise-in, so bring a toy to donate for Cannon County children at Christmas. The event will be on the square at the courthouse parking lot. Come join us for music, door prizes, and more this Saturday from 3 to 6. More events announced throughout with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio, and ReadyOnTheRadio.com. All right, we're going to get the third quarter started. Put a fresh 6 minutes on the clock. I think the mercy rule would be in effect if it's a 30-point or more score, maybe 35. 29 points right now. Villa Pinata. Driving back over to number one. That's a shot blocked by Walker. Long pass. There's Bryson. Finishes it off. 10 for Bryson. Villa Pinaya. Left side. Comes over to Parker. Parker. Now back over to Villanueva. Bryson reached in. Alexander gets the ball, goes over to Bryson, and Bryson's off balance and almost steal it again. Villanueva in some trouble. He tried to throw the ball, and Alexander got in the passing lane. Youngblood now with it. Youngblood trying to push off. Youngblood, and there's pushing. They're going to call that one on Miles Alexander. Youngblood will inbound underneath his own basket. We'll give it up top of the key to Parker, and Parker will pull up a jumper. And Wiki has scored his fourth point. The lead Cascade scores. It's 37-8. Laura. Long pass down on the baseline. They try to throw it into Hatfield. And Youngblood's right in the passing lane. Took off with it. Youngblood throws it back. Laura's got it again for Cannon. Anderson pushing it up the floor. Goes over left side to Miles. Miles fires up a three off the mark. And the rebound
pulled down by Wiki, and Parker will hit it off to Villapanaya. Villapanaya, top of the key, and Alexander almost got away with the steal. Trying to pick the pocket. Inbound. Villapanaya, and Miles hasn't learned. Tries to reach in again. This time, ball knocked out of bounds. Hand over to Villapanaya. Back top of the key. Here comes Parker. Wiki taking Hatfield into the lane. Now to Villapanaya. Baseline three on the way. Won't go, and Hatfield with the rebound. Outlet comes over to Alexander. Cascade defense is back. Alexander pulls up a three and bangs it. Nine for Alexander. Ken has put 40 up on the board to Cascade's eight. 32-point lead. Villapanaya. Drop it on over to Parker. Parker back to Villapanaya for a three. His shot no, and rebound knocked out of bounds by Westergaard. No, they say it was last touched by number 23, Walkup. Pass goes in. Double team cleared back out to Villapanaya. Villa will drive in the baseline, and Walkup will get the steal. Bryson will come away with a loose ball. Bryson numbers out way, throws. That's going to be a charge on Bryson. Kale Sellers will check in. Out goes Hatfield. Mark Passenger will come in for John Andrew Bryson. Long pass to Youngblood for Cascade. 2:47 left to go in the third. Youngblood right side drives it, layup, no, rebound. That's Sellers. Outlet to Alexander. Alexander drives it. Little floater. Won't go. Sellers grabs the rebound. Pops it off the glass. A little too hard. And here comes Wiki. Parker one-on-one pulls up against Lara and drops one in. Six for Parker. 30-point lead for Cannon. Here's Alexander. There's going to be a foul on number one. That's Jason Gulick for grabbing the arm. And we've got Taylor and Jones, Micah Jones, checking in for Cascade. Youngblood and Gulick will take a seat. Walkup will come out for it over in the corner. Alexander for three, buried it. Miles getting heated up. He's now overtaken as the leading scorer of this game with 12. Here's Holly. Holly, pass inside, is taken away, and Holly almost got it back. Sellers quickly up the floor. Here comes Alexander. Ball fakes, turns around, gives it over to Sellers. Nice move, nice finish for Cannon County. Give them a couple more years of playing together, and this group is going to be something to watch. I mean, I think they'll make a statement as freshmen. Depending on who's on that Lion roster come 2 years from now, they might have some depth as number 23 Walkup hits the turnaround off the rebound. 47-10. Here's Parker back over to number 41 Taylor. Gives it to Jones. Jones drives, gets in around the free throw line, back outside. Taylor hands it over, and Alexander almost got the steal on it. Holly, Taylor, lost it. Cannon's got it. Passenger. Left side. Alexander. He's got a double team. Clear out of it. Pass it. Finds underneath to Walkup. And Walkup does a 360. To catch it and turn around and pop it in. Walkup with 4 points in the third quarter. Bodies flying all over the place, and Cascade comes up with the ball. Pass left side. They drop it down low baseline. Here's number 41. That's Taylor is 3-0. Laura, long pass. Alexander's got it. Didn't realize the clock was expiring. 49-10. At the end of three. We'll be back with the fourth in a moment.
Gazaway Fire Department Craft Fair, Saturday, October 15th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Gazaway Community Center. Don't miss it. More upcoming events announced with the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rocks Radio.
I think Miles Alexander is coming out of the game, and he's not happy with it. Coach Laura went over to him and said a couple of words. Six minutes on the clock, 49-10. Cannon with the 39-point lead, and I think the clock does not stop. Miles wants to play from start to finish. We're waiting. Not for sure what the delay is. We start the fourth quarter with Mark Passenger, Anderson Laura, Gary and Gibbs, who subbed in for him. Left side jumper up from Passengers, good. Pass goes over to Youngblood for Cascade in the corner. That's Dixon, his jumper, no. Dixon runs down the rebound, long rebound. Slings it over to Gulick, who's back in. They throw it away though. Walker comes up with a loose ball. Laura, baseline, Gibbs, runner, up, no, rebound, Sellers had a hand on it, he'll go chase it down. Passenger, he's going to try another three, that one's on this side, right side, no good, and Youngblood with the board. Back it out to number 14, it's Villapanaya, left side, threw it away, and Cannonball. Right, they're going to continue to run the clock at number 11, Raylan McCavanaugh, who was kind of a surprise player last year for the Woodbury Cubs. Came in and provided good minutes. Laura will take a seat. And Gibbs gives it over to Raylan. Raylan's got some shooting distance, throws one up, no good. He also played in that game earlier in the JV. Number 14, Villapanaya, and he got the ball stripped by Passenger. Passenger goes over to Gibbs. Gibbs turns, shot, no. Rebound, Sellers keeps the ball alive. There's Walkup, and Walkup with a line drive shot. Find its way in for his sixth. 53-10. There's a runner. Youngblood good. Youngblood got his first two. Pass high, left side, Passenger, back to Walkup, in the corner, Sellers, a little five-footer, and Sellers drains it for his 10th. Double figures for Sellers. Three players for Cannon in double figures, 55-12. Number 14, Villapanaya. Right side. Over in the corner it goes. Shot up, no. Rebound, Villapanaya. His little jumper is good. Colby gets his first two. 55-14. Pass now goes inside to back outside. Gibbs. Gibbs a shot. Rattles out. Rebound. Pulled down by Youngblood. Almost lost it on the way down. Villapanaya. Panaya will drive and they're going to get walk up with the block and the foul. Villapanaya will step to the free throw line for two shots. And number 13, Ethan Sism will check. Well, we thought Ethan Sism was going to check in. Everybody, almost everybody getting a chance to play for Cannon that's on the roster. Free throw up. Good. Now Sism will check in. Minute 32 and counting. They don't stop the clock. It's mercy rule. 41-point lead. Make that a 40-point lead. As Villanueva, Villapanaya hits both free throws. 55-15. McCavanaugh threw it away. Villapanaya going to work against Passenger. Passenger fouls him, but the shot's going to count. Villapanaya will go for a three-point play. Don't forget all of our activities that we talked about this weekend. We'll see you at them as we've got homecoming tomorrow night, and that'll be shown on hometownshowcase.com. We have video production. We'll have audio as well. So check that game out. Nineteen seconds left. They're just going to hold it. Long pass, Sism. Cross courts it back. There's a three for Sism. Got it! Ethan Sism puts a statement on it. 58-18, your final score. Let's go for the final scoring summary here. We've got four... Cascade, Kobe Villapanaya with 6 points, Dawson Youngblood with two, Yakala Dixon with two, and Wiki Parker with six, Jaden Westergaard with two for Cannon. They were led in scoring by Miles Alexander with 12, John Andrew Bryson with 10. We had Kale Sellers with 10. Anderson Laura had 7. Darian Gibbs with 4. Zeke Walkup with 6. Levi Hatfield with 4. Mark Passenger with 2. And Ethan Sism just nailed a 3. 59-18, their final score, as Cannon beats the Cascade champions to get things started. Next game for Cannon will be on the road Monday and Tuesday, October 24th and 25th. So we've got a week. Of course, I give them off for fall break. We'll be back here Monday at West Middle School. Two road games in a row, West Middle School and then Westwood Middle. And those games will start at 6 o'clock respectively. We'll see you tomorrow night on the football side as the Canyon County Lions celebrate homecoming, and hopefully they'll come away with a win against Cascade. Hope that y'all have a great rest of the night and enjoy the rock on the best rock on the planet, Cannon Rock Radio.